pretty soon. Well, Alan, can you now tell me when you started becoming involved with the Caldwells? You know, how did it come about? Was it you were buying plant material? And can you just, in a sense, tell us over the many years, maybe you might mention some of the personnel as well?
I started buying in the mid-70s, as I already have mentioned. I think we started buying trees like Ulmus glutinosa and Acer platanoides because for reclamation sites they were an ideal tree. Caldwell's had an abundance of this sort of tree, along with things like hornbeam, different sort of cherries, sorbus. We used to buy all that sort of material. Most of the material came from the Ollerton nursery. And it was the Ollerton nursery on the right hand side of the Chelford Road as you go down. Most of the stuff was grown in that particular spot. There were some trees on the left hand side, but that part of the nursery was very heavy clay soil and it was only suited to stuff like poplars and salix. So we used to buy a bit from there, and then the other nursery we used to buy from was Barnshaw Nurseries, which was on the A50 near Mangaletsi's. That was a nursery where they used to grow lots of beech trees, Fagus Dowick Papyria, quite a number of items which weren't easily obtained. So we used to buy quite a bit of that sort of material from there. In fact, we've still got one or two specimens on the nursery here now, which actually I bought from my own house at the time in Mobley. Then when we moved from Mobley, I planted them on the nursery here, the specimens down the drive. Characters. I remember Peter Acton, who was involved on the main nursery in Knutsford. I'd known Peter for many years, and Peter used to actually do some gardening for me at home when I lived in Mobley. I remember Sid, the tractor driver. Sid was a very helpful guy. He used to help me load up when I used to go for trees. Then when the nursery folded, Sid went working for S.C. Matthews at Alderley Park Nurseries. Beyond that, I don't really have any recollection of where Sid is now. I can vaguely remember the accountant, Frank. Obviously, I remember Bill Caldwell very well. Don Lehman was my main contact because I used to phone Don up in the morning and give him a list of what I wanted to pick up later that day or that evening. And I used to give him a list, then it would be left for me at Ollerton, and I used to either send the wagon in or I used to go and pick it up myself late at night. Quite often it was dark when I got there, but you know, it'd be 10 o'clock at night, but I used to load up a Land Rover and trailer or the truck and bring it back to work in the morning. And that relationship carried on really till the last few years of the nursery. Towards the end, because of the lack of staff and the lack of husbandry, a lot of the trees were becoming too tall or too congested to make decent specimens, so the trade had probably faded away to some extent.